he was willing to experiment almost limitlessly to get a unique sound. And we just layered and mixed and layered and bounced and layered, trying to make a sound that no one else had heard before. Which is no small order. He might not have, in the early days, always said directly, "No, I want it this way." His approach might have been more like, "Well, I think we ought to try it 10 more times. Give me 10 more tracks." Even with Michael on the Dangerous record, we started over 60 songs.
He has incredible instincts as to what's going to work on stage and what isn't. When the show would get put together and he would routine which numbers came where, sometimes on paper it didn't look quite right, but once it got in front of the audience, more than once I said to myself, he really has an instinct to know not only what the audience wants, but when they want it. And, you know, we created the biggest tour ever that will probably never, ever be surpassed. And that all came from Michael's vision.
He sees the entire thing. He knows exactly what he wants and exactly what he wants to do. And that's really expensive. It's up to his managers and his handlers to try to figure out how do we make this work financially. And the truth is that, you know, on Dangerous, it didn't work financially. He wanted it to be so perfect for his fans, and he wanted it just so that he was going to have to write a big check for it, and he did.
Big didn't mean anything. Bigger meant something. But biggest became, you know, the synonym around the office.
Michael had this idea to end Dangerous that he wanted to fly off the stage with a rocket strapped to his back. And we all looked at each other and just went, "What?" It worked. Somehow he pulled it off, and it was the most amazing ending to a show I have ever seen.